we are seeing a rise in heroin and opioid abuse and addiction, and it's led to more overdoses and tragic deaths. I mean, we saw Oscar award-winning actor Philip Seymour Hoffman, you know, a father of three and one of the most gifted actors of his generation, you know, die from heroin abuse. It is on the rise in New York State, and particularly on the rise in the Capital Region.
Why do you think that is? That will be the answer you're trying to get tomorrow, but are there early indications of why this seems to be on the increase?
There's some indication, and again, I agree with you. That's the reason for our forum tomorrow. But one of the problems that we see is that it's been a nationwide crackdown on prescription pill abuse, you know, programs such as iStop. It's made prescription opioid drugs harder and more expensive to obtain, and as a result, heroin has become a common, less expensive substitute for prescription pills.
And some of these people who are now using heroin actually began legitimately using prescription medicine given to them by a doctor for severe pain. Once that medicine is taken away, they still have that addiction.
They do. And when you can obtain the opioid, the heroin on the streets much cheaper than you can in prescription pills, people are switching over. You know, some of the preliminary work that we've looked at states that this is not just a young person's epidemic, that people 30 and over, 30 to 45 are the highest, the ages that are most addicted, most using heroin.
And from what I understand, heroin really, compared to other drugs, is not that expensive. Is that the case?
That's absolutely the case, yes. Heroin is $6 to $10 out on the streets and can be much more expensive, even just on prescription drugs.
I understand there's an antidote of sorts called Narcan that the police can administer and EMTs can administer.
Yes.
But it's still not quite readily available. Is that something you're looking at?
Yes, it certainly is. It's something that the legislature, of course, had been looking at as well. And there's certainly additional money in this year's budget to look at this problem in its entirety. But yes, absolutely, we feel that that's a must.
In Massachusetts, Governor Deval Patrick recently tried to ban this new painkiller called Zohydro. It's in the courts. He's not having a lot of success legally. Is that something, this Zohydro, that you're concerned about here in New York?
It's opioid use is in its entirety, heroin and opioid use. So I think what on that question, I'm just going to wait to hear what happens tomorrow and what the forum brings, and to hear what we have going on here in the Capital Region.
When this forum is done, when this series of hearings is over, will this be translated into some sort of legislation for the session? If not this year, then perhaps next year?
Yeah, and I believe that it will also, there's money put in this year's budget to help with what we find to be the problems and how they can be rectified if we can find some solutions, some community-based solutions. There's also money set aside to help with this epidemic.